It's one of the biggest animal disease outbreaks in global history, and now it's on Australia's doorstep. The pig-killing African swine fever has killed up to a quarter of the world's pig population. While a mercenary view says that's good for Australian farmers with global meat prices expected to soar, the flip side is concern that Australia won't stay immune for long. Julia Holman reports.
What you're hearing is a video shot on a mobile phone in southern China. It's taken from inside a car as it drives through a village, passing dozens of dead pigs lying by the side of the road.
We've now got African swine fever through every province in China. That video is not an isolated case, but is occurring in every village across China.
That's Simon Quilty, who's an independent meat and livestock analyst. He's been studying the disease's spread throughout China and Southeast Asia. He says it's the worst animal outbreak the world has ever seen.
2 weeks ago, the Agriculture Department of China came out with their monthly inventory figures, and to date, 39% of all hogs have been lost in 12 months due to this disease.
To put that in some perspective, China produces half of the world's pork. So already 20% of the global stock has been wiped out from this disease. And that's only expected to get worse.
By the middle of next year, we could see almost 50% of global hogs gone. That equates, Julia, to 20% of global protein. So that's all protein, which includes chicken, pork, beef, and sheep meat, gone. Never before in my lifetime, and I believe in our history, have we seen 20% gone in what effectively is going to be 18 months of a disease that is out of control.
Simon Quilty says the Chinese government is strategically releasing stores of pork to try to slow price spikes, but that the shortage in China is already pushing up the price of meat. He says ordinarily this would be good news for Australian farmers.
Our biggest challenge, though, will be the drought. So all these markets where this huge opportunity lies, we simply will not have the meat available because of our own internal problems with battling the drought.
The disease has affected herds in Africa, Europe and Asia. And over the weekend, it was confirmed that it's reached East Timor.
You know, that's 650 k's away from the top of northern Australia.
Sue Middleton is a pork producer in the wheat belt of Western Australia and is worried that the highly infectious disease may end up here.
The virus can move on one tiny cell of soil. It can occur in one cell of meat. It can be on a person's hands. It can be on their clothing. And there's no way to detect it until it's actually in your piggery. If we were to get that, our only response that we could take is to euthanize every pig. And, you know, I actually can't consider it because it just upsets me too much to think that that might be something that might happen to us.
She's implementing extreme biosecurity measures to protect her farm from African swine fever, including showering before entering and after leaving the piggery and restricting access to reduce the risk of infection.
What we'll be doing now is restricting everyone's access to the piggery. So vehicles that will be moving in and out of the piggery will be specific vehicles only. And then what we'll be doing around, for example, this is a simple example, but we normally give all the staff Christmas hams. No one will be getting hams this year because we're going to a full ban of all staff, including farm staff who live on site, from having any pork products whatsoever.
Today, the Federal Agriculture Minister, Bridget McKenzie, told RN Breakfast the government is on the case in terms of providing biosecurity protection to Australia's northern port.
We're very lucky we're an island and we've got measures in place which we will be changing and responding to as risk increases, which is why I've requested detector dogs to Darwin.
But pork producer Sue Middleton wants the government to do more to improve its biosecurity efforts.
There are still holes in our border security and it's around resourcing. If we need 100 sniffer dogs working across every international airport in Australia and every single passenger is screened and has to wait an extra 45 minutes to be screened, I think that is a small price to pay.
Pork producer Sue Middleton, Julia Holman with that report.